This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations all across America on great radio stations as heard on the Genesis Communications Network, GCNlive.com, as well as our Salem Media Group stations in some of the largest markets in the country, and, of course, leading independent stations scattered here, there, and everywhere around the country, too. And let's not forget, we're also on the internet. We're over there in Germany on radio waves. We're over in India on Radio Guarana, and we're also up on the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, also our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters and police and hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody working to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, our over-the-road truck drivers in particular, the 18-wheel drivers, the men and women out there going coast to coast, border to border, as well as our FedEx and UPS drivers and our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang there, as well as our suicide jockeys hauling all the petroleum products we need to get us, keep us moving along. Now, we appreciate all of you, and you can follow us on Facebook at the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You'll also see us on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Donald Trump's Truth Social website. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where you will see reference to our guests and what they do, and you'll also see reference to the brand-new book by Frank Silvato, who's one of our guests coming right up here, Nullification. So, let's first say hello again, and thanks for sticking over. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Good morning.
And let's get over here to Frank Silvato. Frank Silvato, the author of Nullification. Hello, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
The natives are restless. And that's pretty good considering the temperature outside is, let me see here, 84 on one side of the building and 87 on the other. So there you go.
It is the great divide, isn't it?
Yeah, 3 degrees doesn't make it or break it, but you might sweat a little bit more on one side than the other. Okay, are you ready to say the pledge, guys?
You got it.
All right, here we go. I'll lead it. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag,
of the United States of America,
And to the republic,
for which it stands,
one nation,
under God.
Indivisible, with liberty,
and justice for all.
And ladies and gentlemen, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. We get it. We hope you get it. And our country could sure use a lot more of it right now because we have got a mess. Speaking of a mess, all I've heard all weekend long, Frank, is the No Labels Party and a third-party candidate. I think they're wasting their time, but what do you think?
Well, it's a part of a larger scheme. You'll notice at the same time that the No Labels promotion, and that's what I'm going to call it, the same time that promotion started in earnest to get some volume, you've got people in the media who are pulling quotes from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from the past that are not flattering to his campaign stances today.
Nope.
So when you pull back to 30,000 feet, you realize it's all coming from one place, and it's the same place where the Biden team exists. They need to damage Kennedy so that he's not viable to actually compete against Biden in the primaries, which I think is just really wishful thinking. And they need to make sure that there's somebody in the arena to damage the Republican candidate, whoever that may be. That's the only way Biden can win. His numbers are so dismal today that unless he gets that help, and both of them have to hit, unless he gets that help, he can't win. So if they damage Kennedy and they split the vote, they take away the middle voter, the independent and the voter in the middle from the Republicans, then Biden becomes a viable candidate for the general. Otherwise, without that scenario, he's got nothing.
And you know what they're going back to, Frank? They're going back to Ross Perot when he got 19% of the vote, and that handed it to Bill Clinton.
And that's the point. They're playing. The Biden administration hasn't done anything that's original. Nothing. Their entire platform is a bastardization of FDR and Lyndon Johnson. That's all the policies of those two administrations.
Mm-hmm.
Rehash and retool. And even their campaigns have to go back to take from someone else. That means he's not a serious politician. And most of us knew that in the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a grifter. And he always takes from everybody else. How many times did he get caught plagiarizing during his campaigns?
Several.
Yeah, so there isn't an original thought in this guy's head, and his campaign follows suit. So if you look at the past, you're going to be able to predict the future. And you hit it right on the head, Ross Perot. Mm-hmm. They need to have the right split, and now they've got the added problem of his horrible numbers even on the left. So they have to make sure they can guard against any other challengers. If you follow both of those storylines back to their genesis,
mm-hmm.
you're going to find out it came out of the campaign office over at the White House.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree with you. And we're coming up on the break, so Frank, you hang in there. Kyle, you hang in there. When we come back, more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And oh, by the way, check out his brand new book called Nullification. You can find it over there on UndergroundUSA.com. You can find it on Amazon.com. And you can find it on the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. It's also on our Facebook page. And we're just putting it out there so you can see what we know. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens. If retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, thank you very much, Frank Silvato. And this portion of the program brought to you by Moss, M-A-U-S, and the spelling Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. Now, I will tell you that Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, all veterans, first responders, EMS, firefighters, or police, and church pastors, too, get a great deal offered to them. Now, you also get Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, whether it's new or pre-owned, and that means free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Now, we've got Nissan locations. The big flagship store is located in Newport Richey, where 19 and 54 come together. Look for the big old American flag up in the air. You'll see it about a mile away before you ever get there. And Nissan and Acura, of course, have a dealership side by side, Nissan on one, Acura in the other, on North Ford Avenue here in Tampa, plus the all-new, brand-new Brooksville on State Route 50, buffered up against the Suncoast Expressway right there on the south side of the highway, Moss Nissan. Yep, you got it. Brand spanking new in Brooksville. Now, you can find them online at MossMAUSNissan.com, MossMAUSNissan.com. And don't forget to tell me Captain sent you. That'll open the door even wider for you, so you got a lot more stuff to choose from. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hello, Kyle.
Hello.
Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, and the author of the new book, Nullification, is back with us. Hello, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Now, Frank, there's some breaking news coming out of the Ukraine. You may not be aware of it, but we're going to tell you what it is because we found out about it about 30 minutes ago. Is that right, Kyle?
That's correct.
Okay, so tell us what the breaking news is, please.
Well, Reuters is reporting, and again updated just a few minutes ago, that two people were killed and their daughter, evidently, so two parents and their daughter were, two people were killed, their daughter was wounded on Monday, as Russia is calling a Ukrainian attack on the Crimean Bridge. We understand as well that unverified imagery shows a section of road of the bridge that had split to one side and was listing to one side, basically, with metal barriers buckled. That's what we know at this hour. Russia's claiming Crimea, pardon me, Russia's claiming Ukraine attacked the bridge.
Oh, they're at war. You know, so you have to expect this stuff. Ukraine's not going to back down. Russia's not going to back down. There's going to be damage going well deep into the future.
Yep.
You know, so when you're talking about something that the Ukrainians aren't going to be taking land from the Russians, they're going to be creating pain for the Russians. The Russians can take land from Ukraine, and then that would be it, except for a rebel fifth column coming out of it. So Ukraine has to do all the damage they can to infrastructure to hobble Russia's ability to be able to do things in order to take land. So you have to, you know, look back at World War II, look back at Vietnam, look back at Korea. You have to damage infrastructure if you are facing superior forces in the region. So this shouldn't come as a shock to anybody.
Now, Frank, I am hearing two things from the people in my travels around, and I'm hearing it all the time, almost every time, that two things need to happen here in the United States this time around. Whoever it is that gets elected, and hopefully it's not Joe Biden or any Democrat, whoever it is that gets elected is going to have to address the border issue and immigration. But we've got to seal the border. We've got to stop these people from coming in. That's number one. Number two is with our economy, the fastest and best way that we can step up our economy is to go back to drilling, baby, drilling, and doing what we need to do to get the cheap oil back out there again, the cheap price of gas, because everything in this country revolves around the price of gas and oil.
Well, then we absolutely, positively have to make sure it's not a Democrat.
That's right.
I don't care who it is, because whether it's Kennedy or whether it's Biden, the core mantra about the environment is there for them.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the border's concerned, you've got a better chance of getting some kind of choke point on it with Kennedy. But Biden, they believe in open borders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not necessarily specific to a candidate. Open borders is something that's bred at the core of someone who's on the left. It's a lot of time it's couched on the idea of compassion. But if you don't have delineated borders for your country, you have no country. You know, so yes, both of those things have to happen, but you need to have a Republican win then.
You betcha.
And even then, if we don't start addressing or readdressing or being honest about the climate change issue, the truth, the level of honesty that goes on with the climate change issue, you're still going to have some issues with drilling. And there's a lot of people on the right side of the aisle that have bought into this climate change, the extreme climate change canard. They're all a bunch of little Greta Thunbergs,
mm-hmm.
You know. So we've got to go back and deal with the truth of what climate change actually is and what humans contribute to it, which is not the larger part of that issue.
Mm-hmm.
It just really isn't. If you're a good steward of the environment, if you don't waste, if you make sure that you conserve, if you don't just leave your car running while you're sleeping,
mm-hmm.
You know, just be a good steward of the environment. And you'll see that, you go back and you look at the numbers for recorded history, not the theory that goes back and projects into history, but recorded history, which is not very long when you look at the life of the planet,
mm-hmm.
Then you could see what's going on. We already know that the hockey stick model is a giant lie. So we've got to be honest and courageous enough to actually address that issue one more time, mm-hmm. Because we're not dealing with truth here. We're dealing with people who want to change the culture. And when you follow it back through the United Nations, it all rests with the miscreant globalists over at the World Economic Forum.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they want to control you now, is to be able to control. They're using climate for fear. to be able to control the culture and society.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to see what that what their long-term game plan is, look at the results from COVID. They did the same thing. Fear, 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 fear. You have to do this, otherwise we're all going to die. And yet when you look at the long-term things about climate, it's we've all supposed to have been melted into the ocean 15 times over, over a period of 12 years that's been sliding ever since the early 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you want those two things to happen? You have to be a landslide defeat in 2024.
Yep.
It has to be, because if a Democrat or a moderate Republican wins, those things will never happen.
Okay, Kyle, what you got?
All right, thank you, Captain. Good morning, Frank. A new poll, it's an American Pulse poll, shows Trump in the lead in New Hampshire right now, followed by DeSantis. But number three is former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Do you think there's going to be any damage done if Christie can come up with a good showing in New Hampshire for Trump?
Christie's a non-starter. You know, the fact that he threw his hat into the ring again had dogs all over the United States cocking their head to a loud noise. He damaged himself so bad the last time that he ran. You know, there was hope for him in the very beginning because he stood up to the bully media and he wasn't going to put up with it anymore. We said, well, there's somebody who speaks his mind. And then he got caught with that little bit of a problem about a bridge not too long ago. And some of his rhetoric has been very hypocritical. So I don't see Chris Christie going anywhere. And why Republicans, especially the RNC, are not trying to winnow the field so that we don't have 18 people on stage again is a testimony to why Rhoda McDaniels should not have been reelected as the RNC chief. Now, you know, you get a good showing in New Hampshire, you get a good showing in Iowa. It does boost the campaign, but unless you've got national motion, you know, unless you get some big mo going into Super Tuesday, you've got nothing. So right now, when you look at the Republican field, the two serious contenders there are DeSantis and Trump. Everybody else is just trying to affect the platform at a national level, hoping they can get on the debate stage.
Okay, Frank, we're coming up on a hard break here.
Nah.
All right, you're going to stick around for the next segment, so we'll cut into that in the next segment. And by the way, folks, we're also going to be talking about nullification. And since we mentioned Chris Christie, we have a Chris Christie special here. Here we go.
Remember what you were doing 4 years ago at this very moment, and how much everything changed a year later. We don't live just anywhere. We live on a crowded island with daily news headlines that make our ancestors spin in their graves. And we all know that tougher days lie ahead. So the real question is, do you have a proper supply of emergency food on hand? If not, now's the time to get some, while things are still relatively calm. The company most Americans choose is My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to get yourself a one-week supply of emergency food. It comes in a nifty ammo can that's loaded with delicious meals you'll love. No skimping with these meals, as you'll get 2,000 calories per day. You'll like the special $30 savings available this week only on this one-week supply of emergency food, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Five people were killed from flash flooding in southeastern Pennsylvania on Saturday evening. Officials say two children are still missing. The male suspect accused of fatally shooting four people in Georgia on Saturday has been killed following a manhunt. Authorities made the announcement Sunday saying the, quote, monster is dead. Law enforcement tracked down the man to a location and exchanged gunfire with him twice. The presidential campaign of Ron DeSantis let go as many as 12 staffers, with more layoffs likely in the coming weeks. 2024 GOP frontrunner, former President Trump, tells Fox's Sunday Morning Futures he doesn't have any indication if his motion to have the federal trial delayed will be granted. Carlos Alcaraz has defeated Novak Djokovic for the Wimbledon title on Sunday. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, thank you very much, Frank. We'll be right back with Frank and Kyle in just a second. But right now I want to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor, part of my daily integrated health plan. I take a packet of Relief Factor every day when I start up with my first meal of the day, whether it's breakfast or brunch or whatever it is. And the reason I take it is because it works, and I've been taking it for about 13 years. Now, what's in it? The all-natural ingredients of turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 will help to support your body's natural response to inflammation, which will lower or eliminate pain wherever you got it by going right straight to the source. And the best part about it is it's drug-free. Yep, drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have anyway, and it will support a healthy response to inflammation, decrease the discomfort you're in, and in many cases, as it's done so for me, reduce the swelling that you may be having in your foot or ankle or even leg, because it works in that way for me. Now, it comes in a convenient individual little packet, four little capsules, very easy to take, supports healthy joints and muscles, and all you got to do to get it is go to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain. It's $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. You get it, you try it, and you'll know within 3 weeks whether or not it's going to work for you. It's that simple. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello.
And back to Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and the author of the new book, Nullification, which is what we're going to talk about right now. Frank, nullification. This is something, oh, and by the way, I've got a breaking story I got to get out right away. In response, Kyle and Frank, to what we heard about with the bridge going into Crimea from Russia that was bombed or whatever and damage has been done to it, Russia has immediately stopped the unprecedented wartime deal that would allow grain to flow from Ukraine to countries in Africa, the Middle East, and Asia, where hunger is a growing threat and high food prices have pushed more people into poverty. This will cause more global food security problems.
Well, of course. And this is the strategy that Putin should be looking at to apply pressure to Ukraine. He doesn't need to saber-rattle about nuclear weapons, and he doesn't need to keep sending groups like the Wagner Group in to execute war crimes. All he needs to do is damage the border infrastructure so they can't export anything and throw an embargo in every other capacity around isolate the country. You isolate the country and make it impossible for them to export things. The world suffers because Ukraine is a giant grain exporter. They're the breadbasket of Asia. You know, so you want to apply hurt? You apply hurt. You don't need to use bullets. Just go ahead and isolate the country. That will bring more change to this on Russia's side than anything else. Every time they do something militarily in Ukraine, the world starts screaming and Ukrainians get more ammunition and more military equipment.
Mm-hmm.
But you do this, and now they have to switch to, well, how can we get food out of there? And it becomes more difficult. Now you're asking the rest of the world to actually do something physically to help Ukraine instead of just throwing money and equipment at them. That's a game changer. So, you know, if Putin's thinking, I mean, he's gotten rid of a lot of people in his military command recently. If he's thinking and strategizing and playing chess instead of checkers, you could see a turn in this conflict pretty quick.
Okay, Kyle, we're going to talk about nullification now. You got some questions you want to ask Frank about that?
Well, sure. Frank, I know people have probably heard the term nullification, but probably don't realize that this term goes way back into our country's history. Can you kind of give an idea of what this means constitutionally and how it might even relate back to the Articles of Confederation? Because I think there was some issue with that back in the early days of this concept.
Well, yeah, this goes all the way back to the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist Papers. You had people like Monroe and Jefferson saying nullification is an absolute an absolute right for the states, that the states needed to have that ability in the event of a despotic regime taking power in Washington. So you see this debate play out in the Federalist and the Anti-Federalist Papers as a protection against an overreaching federal government. This also came to pass during Andrew Jackson's time, where a gentleman, a senator from South Carolina, Calhoun, they were saying, let's just nullify this. Let's nullify this at the state level and be done with it. And it took unconstitutional measures by Jackson to quell that nullification bid. So we've seen it happen in history, and recently we've seen the federal government accept the precedent of nullification by the very existence of sanctuary states. California, Illinois, New York, they're all sanctuary states when it comes to immigration. They're defying federal law by not cooperating with ICE, with the Department of Homeland Security, when it comes to dealing with illegal immigrants in their states on American soil. So the left has used this a lot. Whenever they don't like something, we see it as, well, they just do what they want. They don't follow the law. What are we supposed to do about it? Well, take that out of their playbook, and the right needs to use it too. It's not illegal. It's never been codified as illegal. It's not against any federal law. It is a tool that the state governments can use because the federal government has gone beyond the enumerated limiting powers in the U.S. Constitution and the Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights is a document that limits the federal government, and the Ninth and Tenth Amendment say that in no uncertain terms. There is no wiggle room there. Anything that is not enumerated to the federal government as a power is reserved for the states. That's the Tenth Amendment, and I'm paraphrasing. So when the federal government goes beyond that, when they say, this falls under the Commerce Clause, and we're just going to take that power, and you could argue about it in court if you want to, but we're just going to move ahead, and you'll have to go to court, and we're probably going to win. Well, if the state houses get cohesive instead of being divided, they could say, well, no, we're nullifying that federal law. We're nullifying that power that you say you have over us. Every single state has a redundant agency when it comes to the federal government. I don't know of a state out there that doesn't have a state EPA. So why do we need a federal EPA? This is a great example. Federal EPA comes in and says, your state will do this. Well, if you're employing nullification, you can say, well, no, we're not. We know the environment in our state much better than you do. We know what happens when we do this or we don't do that. So we're going to operate under our authority in our state. And that's what nullification is.
So tell us about the book you wrote and how we can get it.
Well, it's available on Amazon in Kindle form, also in paperback. You just look up Nullification by Frank Silvato, and you'll see it front and center. You can find it over at undergroundusa.com and the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. My hope is that you get the paperback. And I didn't write a hardcover because hardcovers cost too much. I don't want cost to be an issue here.
Mm-hmm.
Get the paperback, read it, understand it, write a letter to your a responsible member of your state legislature and send them the copy. When all of a sudden somebody in, let's say, in Florida would be Tallahassee, in Illinois would be Springfield, and New York would be Albany. When someone who's got an office at the state capitol because they're part of the legislature suddenly gets 10, 15, 20 copies of this book with letters from constituents that say, you need to read this and you need to act on it, they start to understand that they're dealing with people who vote. And the people who vote have now taken an interest in being able to protect their states from an overreaching fascist federal government such as we have today. So, learn about it, read it, understand it. It's written in very plain language so even a layman can understand some of the legalese. It gives you a little bit of history.
All right, my friend, to be continued on Friday. Have yourself a great day today.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, that's Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. The book is Nullification. Check it out on Amazon and head over at the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle, you hang on. Folks, I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. We're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with host Captain Matt Gorse. Call us now at 1-877-9.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Already in this portion of the program, our final segment brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, they are absolutely the best when it comes to blind shades and shutters. I've been working with them for years and years. They were one of my original sponsors, and I got to find out real early on what they were all about. And I'll tell you what, from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call because they're the very best at what they do. And when you do, make sure you tell them the Captain sent you. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop in or call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment or just stop on by. Remember, they're local. They're experienced. They'll come to you if you can't come to them. Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 941-922-2345. All right, Kyle Warren is stuck around with us, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
And we've got Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback, with us. Good morning, Mr. Sports Zone quarterback, sir.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Good morning, Kyle Warren. Well, the Scottish Open, gentlemen, Rory McIlroy wins that, so he'll be favored to win the Open, or as we said here in the States, the British Open. Should be a great tournament. We'll talk about that Wednesday morning, Captain, about the whole lineup, and then obviously Friday we'll see who the first round leaders are. But some NASCAR talk. The Crayon 301, okay, got postponed for today because of all the rain up there in the Northeast. And,
the flooding, too.
Yeah, flooding, exactly. And, you know, a lot of people up there in the Northeast, New Hampshire, where the race is being run, and just everywhere up in that area, you know, we thoughts and prayers with those folks because it's pretty bad.
Pennsylvania, a family of four died, and they got six total and as of a little while ago, and a whole bunch of people missing, too.
That's so shit, you know. That's so sad when these things occur. But they're going to have the race today at 12 o'clock, Captain, so people on their lunch break today can catch it on the USA Network. So have fun with that, folks, since it got postponed yesterday. And our Tour de France, they'll be in the 16th stage tomorrow. So it's
What do you think about the moron that stuck his back to take a selfie of everybody coming by and crashed about, what, 15 bikes?
Yeah, ridiculous, you know. This people just do some stupid things that, you know, if you want to do something stupid and it just affects your life, fine. When it affects other people's lives, that's when we have problems. So, yeah, unbelievable, unbelievable. I wanted to do a shout-out to Lundgaard. He earned his first IndyCar victory. So, great race by him, and congratulations to that group. How about Wimbledon yesterday? You know, upset. Alcaraz dethrones Djokovic, and they went five sets. What a match that was, Captain and Kyle. That was just a great thing to watch and enjoy. You know, these are the dog days of summer, but there's still some sports out there that you can get excited about. And, obviously, baseball.
Speaking of getting excited, we got one of our regular callers on who wants to ask a sports question. You want to take it?
Let's do it.
Okay, Bagamon Bob, what is your sports question for the Sports Zone quarterback?
My sportsy question is, what does he think of the NBA's middle-of-the-season tournament?
All right, thank you. All right, go ahead.
No, I mean, it's okay. I'm not a big fan of it, but a lot of people enjoy it, so. You know, there we go again. You know, if you're having fun with something, knock yourself out and go for it. You know, big proponent of that. You know, Captain, you know, everybody has their own views and political views on everything. Asking my opinion on that. I've always tried to live my life that, you know, you do you, I'll do me. As long as you're not hurting anybody else, let's just let people live and let live. And do the right things for the right reasons, though, too, in time and place. Talking about time and place. Steph Curry, clutch eagle on number 18. They had the big celebrity tournament out there in Lake Tahoe, Captain. And this guy can, you know, make some three-pointers. But, boy, he hit a fall great this weekend and won a clutch putt on number 18. That was a fun thing to watch also. So just a lot of cool things to watch and experience. And, you know, baseball's in full gear now. The Rays. Let's talk about the Tampa Bay Rays. They're going to take on the Texas Rangers now. Now, those two could conceivably play for the AL championship.
One game up is what the Rays are right now. They better get with the program.
Yeah. Well, that's what it's going to. There's 66 games left, okay? All right. Can they go 36-30? That would give them 96 wins. I would think that would win the division. I mean, that's what it's going to take. 36-30, that's a good little run. So we'll see what happens. And still talk about Ohtani, Kyle. You know, is he going to stay with the Angels? Is he going to go? Do you think the Angels have a realistic playoff shot, Kyle?
Well, with Trout out of the mix, I think that's a hard question. I was able to go to the Angel game on Saturday night. They won over the Astros on Saturday. I don't know what happened earlier. I was watching some of the game. Ohtani, I think, continues to be a strong force there. And, I don't see them having to get rid of him at this point. I know that they've got some offers on the table. They're seriously considering them, but I can tell you, everybody in Angel Land, they don't want him to go.
He's going
to
be a New York Yankee. They're the ones that have just thrown everything but the kitchen sink.
That's what we hear. That's right.
Are the Angels going to be willing to give him up? I mean, this guy's a phenom. I mean, he's your modern day, you know, Babe Ruth, and they allow him to pitch where Babe Ruth, you know, didn't pitch after a few years of his career. And there's the other question. How long can Ohtani be a two-way player? Do you take him just for that final run to win the World Series? Do the Angels, you know, give him up for the future? You know, does the team take a risk to win a World Series but probably hurt their team for 4 years? You know, what would you do, Captain? Let me ask you that question. Would you give up 4 or 5 years to have a realistic shot at a World Series, or would you try to just go with the team you have and do the best you can?
If I wanted to win, and I wanted to win right now, I would already have him on my team.
Okay.
That's what I would do.
Mm-hmm. Kyle, what's your thoughts about that, going for it and, you know, not worried about the future?
Well, I mean, it's hard to get a repeat or a three-peat on the World Series, that's for sure. So, I suppose it just depends how much you're willing to sacrifice. But will you have the same home that you have if you make a change? I think that's a good question. If you're just almost in a mercenary sort of way. But Ohtani has a huge following. A lot of people in the stands with Ohtani signs, and it's all about Shohei.
Sure.
Yep. Sure. Shohei's done a heck of a job. Ohtani, God bless him. You know, he's been good for the sport. You need a superstar. We need some superstars on every team. And you know, that segues to another thing. You know, do you think there should be a minimum, Cal, that a major league team should pay, as well as a maximum salary cap? What's your thoughts about that?
Well, I know that it's real difficult, especially if you're in their farm, you know, group. Basically, it can be very trying. But in terms of salary caps, I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be something happening with that. Only because, you know, hey, I'm making $500 million. Well, I need to make $600 million. I mean, it's a prestige factor.
Yep. That's true, too. Captain, what's your thoughts, though? To make it an equal playing field, I mean, you have teams that have a $100 million payroll and others with a $400 million payroll. That seems to be a little
inadequate. One of the reasons that I don't care that much about professional basketball is because the minimum to sit on a bench is $1 million, and they don't play, some of them. $1 million, okay? That's ridiculous. The guys that try to get whatever they try to get in the big salary, so be it, if somebody's stupid enough to pay that. But guess what? I'm not going to buy those exorbitant tickets that they're going to have to charge, and I'm not going to pay the extra for more parking fees that they're going to have to charge. I'm just not going to do it. So I'll be watching my games on television, not going to them.
Well, that's it, Captain. A lot of people are doing that when it's not affordable for a family to, you know, go to a ball game. It's not affordable for a lot of things. And, you know, that's kind of, you know, what I like to do every day to help people out, try to make things affordable for them with insurance.
Okay, we've run out of time, and here comes the music. So, Patrick Hyland, 813-966-WHAT?
1052, Cap. God bless you, my man.
All right, see you tomorrow, I hope. All right, Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback. Kyle, we'll be talking to you tonight, my friend.
Thank you, Captain.
All righty, thank you very much. All right, and I'll be back tonight with more. We're going to let you know what's going on. In the meantime, pay attention to Ukraine. A lot of stuff going on over there this morning. And pay attention to the flooding. Rain's moving away. God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.